It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a
good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
You know, that was one of those commercial break conversations people would pay a premium to listen to, I think.
We just set new water policy for the state of Arizona.
We did.
Problem solved. Walt, relax. We got this.
Yes. And by the way, I like that intro song. Good day, sun. We have so much sun in Arizona, and that's why our agriculture is so amazing here in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get to Betty, who's called in and wants to talk weeds. Good morning, Betty.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. I know Mr. Harper a while ago addressed weeds in general about herbicides and this, just in general. What I am plagued with and I can't get rid of is this clover that keeps coming up. It kind of looks like a little shamrock, but this clover, and it spreads, and I had to have my whole lawn replaced last year, and now it's starting to come back again. What can I kill that with?
And when you say lawn, do you have a Bermuda-type lawn?
Yes, Bermuda.
Okay. Well, there's a product, you know, a lot of different companies sell it under different names. We sell Fertilome Weed Out. That is a broadleaf herbicide, can be sprayed safely on your grass lawn. It will kill the clover. But then you also should be applying a pre-emergent herbicide sometime in the fall that would keep that clover from coming up, regenerating from the seed that also is there. So it's kind of a two-pronged or two-stepped approach if you really want to be proactive. You know, spray what's there. Don't let it go to seed. And then use a pre-emergent, especially in the fall, to keep these winter-type weeds from coming up.
And even then, next year, we're going to have to pre-emerge again.
Well, you can't quit.
With birds, with haboobs. That weed seed's going to find its way back to that yard.
Pre-emergent is something you can't do just one time. And it's a 2 to 3 time a year process if you want it to be completely effective.
And you had mentioned some rain tomorrow, possibly. So would it be a good time to spread some granules out and hope that we get lucky?
And we didn't talk about fertilizing. This is, you know, everything in your yard probably should be fed with all this new spring growth and warming temperatures. And if we are going to get the promise of whether it's tomorrow or Monday or whatever. Of course, if you go, it's like washing your car. If you wash your car, it'll rain. If you go put fertilizer on, it won't.
It'll
be a great time because it does have to be watered in.
Well, there's no Sunday afternoon football, so if you spread your fertilizer out and the rain doesn't come, you got your Sunday afternoon plan there.
That's it.
Get your hose and water it in. How do you know when you've watered it in enough? That's always been my
Well, it needs to get pre-emergent needs to be watered in probably an inch or two into the top of the soil. So it needs a good probably half inch to an inch of moisture to really be effectively watered into the soil deep enough.
So with a hose, I mean, that's... You're going to be out there. It's not a 5-minute job.
No, it's not a sprinkle. I mean, it needs to get a pretty good watering.
So how about pets? Pet friendly?
You know, it is. Obviously, you've got granular product that you're going to put on, and it's going to be laying there. You want to keep your pets away from that until you've got it watered down past the blades of grass or down into the soil and that sort of thing. So, and probably till it then dries. So maybe for that first few hours to the first day, something like that. Always follow directions. I mean, there's directions for those things on there and precautions, and that's where we get into trouble with most of these things is people just don't follow directions. They don't follow usage amounts. You know, they think if a tablespoon is good, two's better.
Why is he looking at me?
and that sort of thing. And, you know, that's been a big cause of a lot of our problems is the abuse or misuse of products, and they eventually cause some problems, and then they get taken off the market.
When you first start getting involved and maintaining your own or your new homeowner, and you try to take care of your lawn, you try and do your weeds, you try and fertilize, you figure out real quick why people get paid professionally and make it, and why there's people that make a living doing this. And it's not just it requires some experience and starting off, you're going to make some mistakes. But as you mentioned, well, it's a great growing season, so learn, it's going to come back.
You know, you learn gardening just is, you know, is ever evolving and changing, just like agriculture. You know, you think you do something this way this year, doesn't work the same next year. You know, the temperature was different, the rainfall was different, something changed. So you're always, it's a huge learning curve. I tell people, I joke with people, they come in and say, you know, I did this and the birds got it, or I did that and this happened. I say, well, you know, how'd you like to be a farmer and have 1,000 acres of that?
Speaking of weather, one of the favorite channels for farmers is the Weather Channel. Even in Arizona, because they want to see if they can, you know, they're going to be influenced by what the weather is telling them. It's a constant assessment of the weather, and believe it or not, yes, even in Arizona, heat differentials of just 1 or 2% will influence even plantings.
And for that education, you could get to Harper's this afternoon. Oh, not this afternoon, just an hour.
No, about
now.
An hour, yeah.
Hot dogs and horticultural?
Yeah, and the Harper boys and the Harper dad and about 200 years of brain picking you can have right there in front of you. If you want to know how to grow a tomato, an apple, or how to kill a weed, we can sure help you.
And to become a Farm Bureau member?
You just go online at azfb.org, and you can actually pay for your membership there. It's annual. For associate members, it's only $59.
And what would a benefit of a homeowner to become an associate member?
It's kind of like when you join AAA or any of those other membership organizations, you get an array of benefits, 170-plus benefits, discounted benefits, entertainment, travel, all sorts of things.
And your newsletter I find very helpful.
We send that out weekly. You actually can subscribe to that whether you're a member or not. It's got a lot of wealth of information.
And you can go to fillyourplate.org to find a local farmer's product near you.
Thank you.
And welcome all.